North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
It's bow time. You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $6, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $6, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
For those of us who are directly responsible for the care of loved ones, we want to do the very best we can to take care of them. This is where estate planning is so important. With estate planning, you can still take care of your loved ones even when you're gone. I encourage you to make a plan by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com. Harlan Mitchell has all the tools you need to make a solid plan for your family, just like I did. That's BamaEstatePlanning.com. Make a plan and do it today.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark Wyatt Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This old world is full of hurt and pain. A little sunshine and a whole lot of rain. It don't take much to drive those clouds away. Let's all do something good today. You never know what someone's going through. Don't underestimate what you can do. A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today.
Right now we're in the law offices of Harlan D. Mitchell in Athens, Alabama. As I think about yesterday, I talked to Megan Hayes in San Angelo, Texas, as we talked about her father being in a head-on collision. Thankfully, he is recovering well in San Antonio in rehab. But when we hear these stories, these tragedies, it really should get us to thinking about our own personal situation and thinking about, are we ready? If something like this were to happen in our life, where we lose our life, what about our loved ones? Are they taken care of? It's a very important subject, and I reached out to Harlan talking about estate planning. I do want you today to begin to think about, are you prepared? If something happens to you, are you ready? What about your children? Do you have children? Where are they going to go? And those are some of the things that I want to talk about with Harlan Mitchell. Welcome to the Mark White Show, Harlan Mitchell.
Good to be here, Mark.
As I mentioned, and we talked about yesterday, I have a lot of heavy subjects that I cover through the Mark White Show. Of course, I always try to give the positive angle to it. What can we do to make a difference now that something bad has happened? At the same time, when we talk about tragedies, we talk about loss of life, there are people who, after all the emotions and all those different things that come into play, they look and say, okay, was there a plan? Is there a plan? Because ultimately, and at some point, if there's not a plan in place, then other people are going to have to figure that out for them, right?
Correct. And one of the biggest questions I get asked is the difference between a will-based plan and a trust-based plan. The will-based plan is going to require you to go to probate court. And from the time you file a petition for probate court, you're going to advertise in the local newspaper for 3 consecutive weeks. And from that point, after the last ads run, you're going to run 6 months for creditors to file claim. So you're going to have about an 8 to 10 month period there that nothing can be done with anything in that estate. However, if you have a trust-based plan, the trustee can start making divisions and dispersing funds immediately according to the terms of your trust. So you don't have this time of up to 10 months or so where you can't do anything but just sit there and wait. Under the trust-based plan, you can start moving and take care of bills and just everything then. Of course, both plans are going to have health care directives, power of attorneys, all the things needed to take care of you should you become incapacitated. The main difference is the trust-based plan will allow you to proceed without probate court.
Obviously, with the news around us and we see what's going on in the world, we see a lot of loss of life. What is it you think, Harlan, that keeps people from making a plan, from having a plan? A lot of people that, let's say a person finishes college, they go out and get a job, pretty soon they have their own family, things are happening in their life, but a lot of times the one thing that they're not thinking about is having a plan. So what is it that you think is causing people not to be ready when this loss of life happens?
Well, they're young and they think they're invincible and that it's not going to happen to them. And somebody has told them or they've heard there's no need to do a plan till you're older in life. But that's not true. If you have young children, you need to do a plan now and make provisions for your children. And we can help you with that. We can help you pick out your short-term and long-term guardians for your children. We can help you come up with a funding program so your children will be taken care of wherever they go to. And that's what's important. And a lot of folks are forgetting that someone's going to have to take care of their children if something happens to them.
Me and April were at an event last night, Love from Music City, as they raised funds for foster kids across Middle Tennessee and Haiti. And the stories that were being shared, the young people that were there shared their stories about being in the foster care system. Now, for a person who's listening right now, what happens to a child if their parents are gone and there's no plan in place?
Well, the first thing that's going to happen is they're probably going to be put in the foster care system. And until such time as a relative or somebody can be found to place the child with. But unfortunately, there are children who are not, who do not have family to take them in. And if they could take them in, they don't have the finances to care for them.
That's a scary thought as we think about being a parent and our child going into the foster care system. So suddenly, this child who's been well taken care of by parents, grandparents, caretakers, whoever was responsible, is suddenly taken out of the equation. And people who don't know your child and may want to care and love your child can't do it like you can.
Correct.
And that's a scary thought to think about. And that's exactly why me and April came down here to the office and made our plan for our own daughter so that there was something in place if something should happen to both of us.
And that's what everybody should do, is make sure they've got a plan in place with funding to take care of their children. You know, as you're young, life insurance is cheaper, and you can take that and get you some term insurance and take care, make sure your children will be funded should something happen to you.
And I'll tell you, I've done everything I can when I've heard of people who didn't have life insurance in place to try to help. We've seen buckets at convenience stores. We've seen fundraisers that people have done when there was no life insurance. And I do want to encourage people, as you mentioned the word funding, to think about life insurance and to think about having something in place financially, because if something happens to an individual who does not have life insurance, the very beginning is funeral expenses. People are always asking, how do we take care of funeral expenses? There's no money for that. But then the long-term financial burdens that are on the people who take care of a child. Like we were saying, for a child, it's very expensive. And although there are some people out there who might take your child in and might care for them and love them, financially, they're not going to be able to do that.
That's true. And most people who would take those children in would give their last dollar to make sure that child's well taken care of. But you, with a little advanced planning, you can make sure your children are well cared for. From now, from the time something was to happen to you, till they get through college even. And all it takes is a few minutes of planning.
We're going to talk about this website, BamaEstatePlanning.com. People who listen to the Mark White Show have heard BamaEstatePlanning.com, and talk about what the tools are, what you've put in place, Harlan, because I know it's something that has become very important to you, estate planning, through being a lawyer for a very long time, actually a former law enforcement officer like myself too. Yeah. And so we know what people go through as law enforcement officers. You know what families go through as a lawyer. You have a unique perspective. And I want to talk about that when we come back, okay?
All right.
Folks, right now we're at the offices of Harlan D. Mitchell Legal Services. I hope that you'll continue to stick with us as we talk about this very important subject. As I mentioned, we talk about a lot of tragedy here on the Mark White Show, and I'm always trying to show the silver lining if I can, to show the positive, to try to make a difference. And this is a conversation we're having now for you to think about, what if tragedy hits your life? Are you ready? Are you prepared? We're going to talk some more to Harlan when we come back. I hope you'll stick with us. You are listening to the Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
It's bow time. You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $6, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $6, only at Bojangles. It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the legal services performed by other lawyers.
Losing a loved one is hard, but losing a loved one and not having an estate plan is even harder. Attorney Harlan Mitchell witnessed what not having an estate plan can do to families and decided to use his experience to do something about it. I encourage you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com or give Harlan Mitchell a call at 256-216-9884. Again, that website is BamaEstatePlanning.com. Let Harlan Mitchell help you with estate planning. Do it for those you love and do it today.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15220A Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. And one smile can make a difference. Na 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 na. Someone loves you, I do.
She drives into the city, works extra hard all day, finishes up early so he can get away. 'Cause there's a blue-eyed kid on second base, wants dad to watch him play. Daddy knows he's waiting.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. Right now, I am in Athens, Alabama at the law offices of Harlan D. Mitchell. You have heard the 30-second commercials for quite a while now through the Mark White Show as we've promoted estate planning. I've tried to get you to go to BamaEstatePlanning.com to check out the website to find out more about having something in place for your family like I did for mine. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Harlan Mitchell.
Good to be here, Mark.
Glad to have you, my friend, and we've known each other a long time. As I mentioned in the last segment, you have a lot of experience when it comes to people. When you're sitting down and talking to someone about their plan, whether it's a will or a trust or trying to make plans for their children, you have a unique perspective coming from the background that you do. What is it that caused you to want to get involved with the estate planning side of the legal business?
I've had several clients who needed help in this area, but they had waited too long. There's a three to five year look back rule on Medicaid and different things. And if you wait till the last minute to plan, you can lose your homes and things to Medicaid through the nursing home and everything. And there's ways to plan about it, but you can't wait too long. Then I've seen people who failed to make a plan, and grandparents adopt grandchildren. Then something happens to the grandparents, and the children haven't been provided for. And you've got what was their grandchildren, or now their actual children, struggling to find somebody to take care of them. They're in other siblings' homes who don't have the ability to care for them because they're all young. And I think there's a way we can help people with a little proper planning in advance.
You and I both know when you receive a call as a law enforcement officer and you go to a home and you see that there are children there and you have to do something about that, the first thing you call is DHR and get them involved with trying to come up with a plan for the child. Going back to estate planning and thinking about if there is a plan in place, there is a point where you say, wait a minute, this individual made a plan.
Yes.
So we need you to just hold up just a minute. As a law enforcement officer, they could tell a police officer, hang on just a minute, we have something in place, right?
Correct. And with us, what we're going to do is we're going to have, let you name a short-term guardian and a long-term guardian. And the purpose of the short-term guardian is to get someone there to immediately that your children know and care about and will feel safe and secure with. Have them there immediately to take your children into their custody. Then we've got the long-term guardian is who you've selected to raise your children should something happen to you. But even if you were just in a car wreck and hospitalized, incapacitated for a short period of time, you've got short-term and long-term guardians to help care for your children. And the police and DHR always want the children to be with family rather than in their foster care system. They know the children do better.
When we think about that, and I do want to tip my hat to those who are in the social working area, it's a very difficult job. And I know that they go home to their families and they want the best for young people out there. A lot of those people that take that job, their heart good as gold.
Sure.
And I know a lot of them, and they want to do the very best they can. But it does actually help them, as you mentioned, when there is a plan in place, and it makes their job so much easier because they have to do a lot of legwork to figure out where does this child belong, what is the best place for this child, and ultimately they have to make that decision along with the courts.
They do, and if you've already made that decision for them and put this plan in place, then they're willing to go along with it because they know you didn't put your children with somebody that you were worried about and concerned about to having them. You know you put your children with somebody that loves them and knows them and they feel comfortable with.
You bring up a really good point there, too, because when I think about where a child would go, there may be people in particular that you don't want your child to be with. And that's a personal preference. That's a choice a person can make for their child. But if you don't have a plan, it's possible that your child could go somewhere where you actually didn't want them to go. You just never said anything about it.
Yeah, and in my plan, we actually have a form that you can list anybody you prefer your children not be with, and you can actually explain why, if need be. And of course, that's something I tell everybody they should remain private until the time happens. But, you know, I don't think you need to try to destroy families because you have a difference of opinion with someone else. But if there's reasons that you don't want your child raised with that person, you need to state them. It could be as simple as y'all don't seem to share the same values. And you want your children to be raised with someone who shares your values and will raise them as close to the values that you would.
Exactly. And when we think about those values, we have some very strong values in our area. Speaking of North Alabama, Alabama, people have very strong values. And when it comes to whether or not you want your child to worship, if you want them to be at worship, that's something to think about. Where do you want them to go to school? Because ultimately where they move to is where they're going to be placed in the school. Things change when a person is no longer here. And I just want people to be able to have the ball in their court to be able to make those decisions and say, this is what I want. And I know that that's exactly what you want too through proper estate planning.
It is. And it's not a simple process. It's going to take two or three visits with us to get it worked out. But once we get it worked out for you, it will be very beneficial to you and your family in the future.
Now, I mentioned in the first segment as we closed out that you have put some tools in place. I have mentioned BamaEstatePlanning.com several times throughout the show. And when you decided to go this direction, you found some tools through your research that you felt would be very helpful to families.
I did. And one of them is what's known as this Kid Protection Program, which allows us to help you designate your guardians for your children. And we're going to give you a pocket card, so if something happens to you, the police could find it in your wallet, saying that you want this person to take care of your children. Your guardians are going to receive a letter from us saying that they've been appointed by you to be a guardian, and they can give that to law enforcement or DHR to show that you've been they've been selected. We've got several trusts, irrevocable trusts, different things we can do to help you. We're now in a position to help irrevocable Medicaid Asset Protection Trust, and we've got some working on some things for some veterans benefits, but that's a few more months down the road. But that's what we're heading towards, everything to be beneficial to those who have a need for preparing for their death or incapacity.
So when someone goes to BamaEstatePlanning.com, what do they find?
They're going to find my blog where I write about different things and how the trust will help them, the dangers of not having a plan in place. And there's a recent article that came out yesterday, I believe it was. They talk about the guardianship conservators in Alabama, the Golden Flake Heir and some other folks, how it's cost them tons and tons of money. And all that could have been prevented with a proper trust in place and funded properly. And there's just so many things that we can do to help you. And if you read up it, there's all sorts of questions, you can schedule a 15-minute phone call, exploratory phone call online. You can schedule a full appointment online. And we can put you into our mailing system. We email a newsletter about once a week. And all these things come to keep you up to date on what's going on in the world of estate planning.
Now, I'll tell you, Harlan, people travel a long way to go pick up new cars. When it comes to finding the right attorney to help make decisions like this to help with estate planning, I believe it's worth the drive to find the right one. And so people listening right now may not be in Athens, Alabama. There may be somebody listening in Birmingham. There might be somebody listening in Montgomery or over in Gadsden or back over to Russellville. You can help them too, can't you?
I can, and we're actually doing a lot of virtual meetings, and we can send you the documents you need to prepare. You can send them back to us, and we can have a virtual meeting, and then the only time you'll have to come is the signing meeting, when you come and sign all your documents after everything's been made, and you'll have to wait maybe an hour or so while we scan stuff back in that's been signed, paperwork back in that's been signed, and go from there, and we'll give you your whole package and ready to go. And if, you know, my personal goal is, let's get you something in place quickly. If we have to make changes, we make them free for 90 days. And I think you're better off to have something in place. And if we need to change it, we'll do that for you for 90 days.
How about our folks that are just across the line in the state of Tennessee? Can you help them as well?
I may not be able to personally help them, but I know people I can send them to. Tennessee, I'm not licensed to practice in Tennessee, so some of the laws will be different pertaining to the trust, but I do have a friend in Pulaski who does it.
So you're willing to give advice to people simply by going to BamaEstatePlanning.com, sending you their information, and reaching out. That's the first step, is
correct,
for a person to go on to BamaEstatePlanning.com, see what the tools are, and then reach out and say, I want to try to do something about this for my family, for my loved ones.
That's true. And when, once you reach out to us and you fill out the information we need, we're going to talk to you and we're going to kind of let you tell us what you're hoping to do and what you want to accomplish. And then we're going to give you a couple of options as how you can accomplish that and let you decide what you want to do. As we do this more and more, we realize that we've got to educate our client and let them make informed decisions of how they want to proceed.
Harlan, I hope we've brought it home to people today. As people are listening right now and thinking about their own situation, their families, the children they care about, and making a plan, I hope that there's someone out there listening right now who's decided that, hey, I really don't have a plan in place and I need to do something about it. And I hope that they'll reach out to you through BamaEstatePlanning.com and do what me and April did to make a plan for their family, for those they care about. Most people, they just neglect it, as we mentioned. They just didn't think about it.
Or they just think, I'll do it later. And they don't realize that they may not have later.
Folks, we want you to think about now protecting your family's future with estate planning, wills, trusts. And I want you to get in touch with Harlan Mitchell. He's in Athens, Alabama, 213 South Jefferson Street, BamaEstatePlanning.com. That's Bama, BamaEstate, planning.com. Thank you for joining me here on the Mark White Show today, Harlan.
Thank you, Mark. And remember, for the month of October, any of your callers that call in and say they heard you on our show, that we're going to give them 15% off their package plan.
We appreciate that. Folks, you heard it from Harlan Mitchell. Tell him that you heard this on the Mark White Show, that you want to make a plan for your family, and he's going to give you a 15% discount. I hope that this show is helping you move forward in your life. I do want to try to make a difference in your life, and this is one way I want to do it. I want you to think about a plan for your family. If this show is an encouragement to you, I want you to share it with your family, your friends, your neighbors. They need to know too. They need to put something in place. Of course, you can follow The Mark White Show on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and LinkedIn, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast via Apple iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, Audioboom, SoundCloud, Blueberry, YouTube, and TuneIn Radio. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show, and this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
These are my kind of people.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417.
Check them out on the web at almhof.org. With a house surrounded by pine trees planted in 1961, April and I knew it was time to do something about it. So we called James Paul. With over 25 years in the business, James Paul Tree Service offers their knowledge and experience, along with honesty and dependability, which gives you peace of mind when it comes to tree removal, tree cleanup, and clearing. Give James Paul a call at 256-777-0711.
Before they fall, give James Paul a call.
Boutique Air in Muscle Shoals, Alabama offers direct flights to Atlanta and Pensacola. Boutique Air service runs twice daily, 7 days a week, with fares starting at $59. Follow Boutique Air Muscle Shoals on Facebook at Boutique Air MSL and book your flight through BoutiqueAir.com. Boutique Air.
Where you can fly private for the cost of commercial.
Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something good.